Good evening. I wanted to speak for 5 minutes about the halachas of basar during the 9 days. A number of, obviously we don't eat meat unless there's a siyum. If any of you are making a siyum, please keep in mind that it's always appropriate to invite the rabbi to any siyum that you make. This week, especially. The rest of the year, do it with your family, but this time of the year, it's always, you know, we're working on achdus, right? So let's work on the achdus and, okay. Medium well done, please. Medium well done, please. So the question that some of you might have had last night is you have all this leftover from Shabbos, and it's also a Sudas Malav Amalka. So does the fact that it's a Sudas Malav Amalka consider it, make it like a Sudas Mitzvah? You know, hey, at a Bris, you're allowed to have meat. At a Siyum, Sudas Mitzvah, you're allowed to have meat. So perhaps at a Malav Amalka also, one is permitted to have meat, right? So Rav Moshe says that that's not the case. And he points out that even if somebody has a minhag to always have fleishas for their malav malka, if they have a stomach that could handle that, even so, they should not have it this week. But wait a second, does that mean that you have to do hataras nedarim? Was it a minhag tov that you know that you were practiced 3 times to have malav malka with fleish throughout the year? It's your regular custom, so that when it comes to this Motzei Shabbos last night, does that require hataras nedarim? So, says Rav Moshe, no, because what was your minhag that you established? That you didn't establish, you know, if let's say Motzei Shabbos would be Yom Kippur, would you have to matir neder because, oh, I always have a malav malka with me, now I can't eat, so you have to be, of course not. Your neder was, or your practice, your minhag tov that you initiated was to eat meat when you're allowed to eat meat. If you're not allowed to eat meat, for example, Motzei Shabbos last night, because it's the 9 days, then, of course, that's not included in your minhag. That's one point that Rav Moshe points out. However, I see quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes from Chaim V'Lozhin, interestingly enough, that Malav HaMalka is considered a Sudas Mitzvah, and therefore one could have meat during the Malav HaMalka, interestingly enough. And the Kaf HaChaim says it's an interesting twist. He says if the food was made for Shabbos, I don't think we're going to pass like this, but the Svara is a nice Svara. If the food was made for Shabbos, so the food is not just a piece of chicken, it's not just a hamburger, it's Shabbos food. So if it was made for Shabbos, coupled with the fact that it's going to be Baal Tashlis, I can only imagine how much Baal Tashlis is happening in Jewish homes, you know, today and tomorrow, throwing out all the leftover, whatever, you know, we can't eat it unless you're making a barbecue this week for Siyum, all the leftover, you know, chalent and chicken and meat and chicken soup that, unless chicken soup you could freeze, chicken soup freezes well. Not everything does. So Kaf HaChai says these 2 points together would allow you, if it's the Malav HaMalka plus it's Baal Tashlis. So Kaf HaChai says those 2 things put together would allow a person to have the leftover Shabbos food on Motzei Shabbos. So I don't think we pass like that, but it's a nice collector's item. Shalom freezes well also, okay. Now, when it comes to chicken, we assume that chicken and meat are one and the same, and that's fair to assume because that is the halacha. However, that's not really, really, really the case. And the reason for that is the following. The Be'er HaGra writes, the Gra writes on the Shulchan Aruch, that part of the, some of the minhag that we have of not eating meat during the 9 days is not just because basar is mesameach. It's also because, what? The karbanos. Well, chicken wasn't a karban. I mean, a yona was, and tar was, but chicken wasn't. Another example of a type of meat that wasn't brought on the mizbeach is, right, besides the, right, the regular meat. That's also true. That's a good point. I don't know why chayas aren't excluded here. Basar hamaliach shlosh yamim, salted meat. Why? Because what's the longest possible duration there is for a karban?
2 days.
So by definition, a 3-day-old meat, by definition, is excluded from the possibility of being hukar v'al hamizbeach. That says the Gra, another reason why basar maliach, 3 days, beef jerky, or, you know, salat. I mean, a lot of meats are 3 days old, but certainly if it's preserved, maliach, salted for 3 days, that would also theoretically, possibly not be royal the carbon, and therefore one might have thought that it's permitted, perhaps, because it doesn't relate to our loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but we are still machmir, of course, not to eat chicken and not to eat even basar maliach. However, if a person is a chola and does need, he can't have milchiks can they're lactose intolerant, and those little lactaid pills doesn't do it for them, and they don't have any, not into fish. So if they had to eat something, the Rabbanim would say have chicken as opposed to meat. So accordingly, similarly, following this line of logic, Shmuel Kamenetsky suggests that if you have a child, even a child that's higil chinuch, since anyway the hikar chiyuv is on meat, and oaf, chicken, is only an extension of that, even though it's anyway not roi l'mizbeach, but it's an extension of the minhag, so we have a minhag to not eat meat. And on top of that, you extend to chicken. And for a katan who's below bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky suggests that it will be permitted to be ma'achil basar of tiktanim, even those who are yigil achinach. Which means that if you have leftover chicken from Shabbos, you had roasted chicken, you had chicken soup, and you're wondering, what am I going to feed the kids? They only like, they're used to having meat for supper every night. No problem. You don't have to come on to any of the kools. We said, Malavim Malka and Bal Tashchis. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky posits that you are permitted to serve of basar of to children, even those who are already higia l'chinach, interestingly enough. Now, let's take the next step. What about using fleshka pots? So if you have a fleshka pot, it is entirely mutter l'chadchila, even if it's a pot that's a ben yom, even if it's a pot that you had on the fire, let's say on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, to boil up some noodles, to have some parva noodles, even if it was a pot that was a ben yomo with meat that day, still permitted to l'chadchila cook in such a pot. When it comes to what we call tavshil basar is the potato from the chalent, or the carrot in the chicken soup, where you're only having the sign that was cooked with the meat. So that is a minhag, mikra hadin, it's not also, but there's a minhag, we're no hake to avoid that as well, of course, which I think we would, everyone here would readily realize that. And also, the question would be, what if you have this minhag of tavshil? Again, you're not having the meat itself, you're just having that which was cooked with the meat, but it wasn't cooked with meat, it was cooked with chicken. Maybe you have a double kula here. Chicken itself is not really the ikar hadin. And it's not really the chicken itself, it's only the carrot that was cooked, or the broth that was cooked with the chicken, the soup, the liquid shabbat. So maybe one would argue you have a double kula here. You have the fact that it's only chicken, the fact that it's only a tavshil shabbasar. So could you put those two together and be makel and permit the carrot from the soup or the broth from the soup? So nevertheless, still, of course, as you could well imagine, the minhag is not to eat that either, even though it's theoretically two steps removed from the initial, from the primary, yes, sir.